we are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
We'll keep you posted on the snow amounts and possibilities. Today, a high of 35 and a winter storm warning will hit for most of our listening area at around midnight tonight. We're at 27 degrees at WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 8 o'clock. This hour's news is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Get ready. Mother Nature's going to let much of the nation have it this week. The National Weather Service's Bob Orvec says a lot of snow is going to dump on the nation's heartland.
We have potential for another pretty broad area of 8 to 12 inches from eastern, southeastern Colorado, western Kansas, through eastern Nebraska, large portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, northwestern Illinois, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan. So a very highly impactful event coming forward.
Heavy snow in the northeast, too, tomorrow. Heavy rain expected from the deep south through the northeast through Tuesday. Now what? They found a piece of the plane that blew off a Boeing airliner over Oregon on Friday. The AP's Donna Warder.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26 by 40 inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the wall, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot, who had been in the cockpit with a closed door.
They hear a bang. They immediately put on their oxygen masks.
Homendy says a pressurization light came on during or after three previous flights, but she says investigators are not sure if the warning light is related to Friday's incident. I'm Donna Warder.
An Israeli airstrike in Lebanon has killed an elite Hezbollah commander. This from a Lebanese security official who says the airstrike hit an SUV. Here at home, lawmakers in both parties are wondering aloud why the Pentagon didn't tell the president and other top leaders for days about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. This is AP News. Now to that spending agreement.
An initial agreement's been announced in Washington to head off a federal government shutdown. The White House and congressional leaders say they've reached an agreement on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year. President Biden says it puts them one step closer to preventing what he calls a needless government shutdown and protects important national priorities. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade, with sharper reductions than what was in a previous deal. Congressional negotiators needed to agree on overall spending levels so that appropriators can write the bills that set the line-by-line funding for federal agencies. The funding for some was set to run out January 19th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, do to others as you would have them do to you. When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. MAC rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Corton Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Corton Main in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a major winter storm developing down toward Oklahoma this morning. That'll slide northeast and bring some major weather impacts to our region tonight. Through Tuesday night, travel will become difficult with the accumulating snow and gusty winds. Right now, we have a variety of advisories out, including a winter storm warning for much of our area starting at midnight tonight going through 6 a.m. Wednesday, and a winter weather advisory for Iowa and Sauk counties late tonight, transitioning to a winter storm warning tomorrow at 6 a.m. and running through 6 a.m. Wednesday. Behind this storm, we get a weak system that'll come through the area Wednesday night with a bit of snow, and then another powerful storm could move up from the south for Friday and Saturday, could bring some heavy snow and very strong winds to the region. Definitely pay attention to later forecasts. We will also see the coldest air of the season so far march into the area by the weekend. That forecast for today, cloudy, still fairly mild with highs in the mid-30s, wind from the east-southeast up to 10. Breezy tonight with snow developing by late evening. We could have 1 to 3 inches by morning, low 29 degrees, east wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow, breezy with snow, heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected, high at 34, east wind becoming northeast 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, the snow diminishes. Finishing the flurries by late evening, an additional inch possible, bringing storm totals up to 6 to 10 inches generally, some isolated higher amounts, low at 23. Wednesday mostly cloudy, light snow likely starting in the evening, high at 31. Could see about an inch or two of snow Wednesday night. Thursday, light snow possible early, mostly cloudy, high 28. Friday, breezy with snow likely, several inches possible, high 26. Saturday, windy and cold with snow, diminishing the flurries by midday, with additional accumulations, high 18. Sunday, dry, breezy, and very cold, high near 11. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service.
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now it is 27 degrees in Richland Center with cloudy conditions. Also looking at some notes on yesterday, it was 34 degrees for a high. No precipitation on Sunday. For the high on the records for today, January 8th of 2003, we topped out at 57. Record low, 28 below zero in 1971. Last year's high was 25 and the low 12. Sunset will occur at 4:43 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 7:33. Right now the air is calm. Barometer is at 30.21. We have cloudy conditions and we're at 27 degrees, up one from the overnight low.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll recap weekend sports coming up. Also details on the schedule for tonight and our plan to broadcast, and the Packers return to the NFL playoffs after yesterday's win. Those stories and more in a moment.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Over the weekend, Richland Center played at Fiserv Forum in boys basketball Saturday and lost to Baraboo 53-47. Other games, it was a victory for Delavan Darien over Wazika Steuben 69-44. Darlington 80, Highland 38. Portage over Reedsburg 56-42. And DeSoto beat New Lisbon 66-32. Kickapoo lost to Wabino Leona 52-44 in boys basketball, but the Panthers edged their opponent, Wabino Leona, by a final of 37-36. In girls' hoops, Reedsburg 74-59 over Mount Horeb, Prairie du Chien 57, Mineral Point 51, New Lisbon beat DeSoto 57-51, and Highland over Darlington 56-53 in girls' basketball, Columbus 58, and Wisconsin Heights 26. Turning to wrestling, Sauk Prairie hosted an invitational over the weekend that involved many area schools. There were 16 total. Middleton won the event. Mauston was number two. Seymour was third. West Bend East fourth. And Ithaca Weston took fifth among the teams. Also, River Valley was 10th among the 16 teams. For River Valley, Jackson Shield placed a total of 8th at 106. At 113, Ben Rice with a finishing of 5th place. Mason Schulte was a champion at 138 for the Blackhawks. Wyatt Knockreiner was 6th at 150. Hunter Ault finished 5th at 165. At 175, Blake Brickle was 4th. And Pierce Conway was 8th for the Blackhawks at 190. For Ithaca Weston, at 120, Blake Bingham finished 5th. At 126, Ethan Stoll was 5th, and Derek Franson was 6th at 138. Ashton Bennett finished 7th at 144 at Sauk Prairie. Logan Anderson was 4th at 165. Caden Coleman was 4th at 190. Kayla Berkram finished 3rd at 215. And Mac Neef was 3rd at 285 for Ithaca Weston. The Lee Griffin Wrestling Invite was held on Saturday at Kickapoo High School. Bill Twining has more.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Kickapoo High School in Viola. For the third year now, a girls' tournament was run concurrently with a boys' event. The host squad from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative won the girls' tournament for the third year in a row, while the Richland Center Hornets, under new coach Silas Coleman, won the boys' event for the first time since 2020. There were 16 teams in the girls' tournament Saturday. Kickapoola Fire's youth initiative led the way with 86 points. North Crawford Seneca, despite having just three wrestlers, took second with 57, followed by Westby, 41, Sparta, 39, and fifth place Richland Center with 30. Area schools Dodgeville play 7th, Ithaca Weston 8th, and River Valley 10th. For the boys, which had 12 teams competing, Richland Center, on the strength of just 7 wrestlers, claimed the title with 128 points. Last year's champ, the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves, nipped Onalaska for 2nd place, 113.5 to 112. Viroqua was 4th, Westby 5th. Area schools followed with Kickapoola Fire's Youth Initiative in 6th place with 73.5 points. Boscobel Wazika Steuben 7th with 55.5, and Brookwood 8th with 54. Rounding out the field, Blair Taylor, the La Crosse Aquinas Varsity Reserves, Hillsboro, and North Crawford Seneca. The Lee Griffin Invitational Most Valuable Wrestlers both come from Richland Center. For the girls, 107-pound senior Emma Haiti won her 2nd title at the event and was named Most Valuable. For the boys, her brother, junior Ethan Haiti, wrestling at 120 for the Hornets, won his 3rd straight title at the Lee Griffin, was named Most Valuable Wrestler for the 2nd straight year, sharing the honors this year with unbeaten senior Jackson Hughes of Onalaska. Here's how things went for area teams Saturday at the Lee Griffin Invitational. For Richland Center, the team champion boys actually had 4 titleists. Ethan Haiti at 120 pounds, senior Cole Brenninger at 190, senior Teague Perkins won for the 2nd time at 215 pounds, and junior Braden Kleppe won his 1st varsity title at 285. Also placing were sophomore Ethan Bodendine, runner-up at 157, and junior Mason Jelinek, 3rd place at 175. The Hornets had just 2 in the girls' tournament, but both placed highly. In addition to Emma Haiti's championship, sophomore Madeline Muller was runner-up at 132. Ithaca Weston's girls' team was present with a pair of freshmen, and both placed. Kaylee Manning followed her 2nd place showing at last week's Bi-State Classic with a championship at the Lee Griffin Invitational, while Jewel Grosskopf had a pair of pins and placed 5th at 114. North Crawford Seneca had just 5 wrestlers competing, but all placed. All 3 girls won championships, Frankie Groom, Anna Logue, and 2-time champion Darcy Jelinek. For the boys, Jaron Grimslid was champion at 113, and Sawyer Swigum, runner-up at 144. Boscobel Wazika Steuben brought home some hardware as sophomore Job Wetter took the championship at 157 pounds, while teammates Tyler Miller and Cameron Hogan each placed 3rd. River Valley had just its girls at the Lee Griffin Invitational, with 3 of them placing. Olive Corbett was 3rd for the Blackhawks, while both Aubrey Conway and Montana Joels finished 4th. Dodgeville girls were topped by runner-up Brielle Walmer and 3rd place finisher Ava Lord. Hillsboro's boys were led by junior Ryan McCoy, who placed 2nd at 215 pounds. Both Isaac Tyne and Irvin Novacek were 4th for the Tigers. Brookwood had a few individuals in each tournament Saturday, with Catherine McAlowes winning a title for the girls. While for the boys, both Drew Powell at 126 and Grayson Stebbins at 285 placed 2nd. And finally, it was a successful day for the host Predators of Kickapoola Fire's Youth Initiative. For Coach Leah Gross and the champion girls team, Maddie Townsend led the way. She's a freshman with a title at 138 pounds. No less than 5 girls were runners-up. Luca Gross, Mariana Miller, Madison Glass, Mara Hubble, and Aslan Molly Hockey. While Emerson Miller was 3rd. For the boys and Coach Dustin Clements, 4 fared well. Seniors Maverick McCauley at 175 and Ethan Bass at 190 were both runners-up, while junior Chris Clark was 3rd at 215 and senior Colton Clark 4th at 165. Other champions Saturday for the girls were Aisha Hibbler of Sparta, Brittany Petchy of River Ridge, and 2-time champion Kylie Klum of Westby. Rounding out the list of champs for the boys were Jaden Geyer of Westby, Jackson Massa of the Aquinas Varsity Reserves, both Maximus Todd and Brady Kuhn of Onalaska, and teammates Max Kelly and Jackson McGuire of the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves. Repeating, Richland Center's boys team took the title Saturday at the 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational, while the host Kickapoola Fire's Youth Initiative girls won their event for the 3rd year in a row. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Tonight's area basketball schedule, Cuba City plays at Riverdale. A game has been moved up by 1 hour, and the JV action will be featuring 14-minute halves. Tonight, JV girls at 5, varsity to follow at Riverdale. Cuba City and Riverdale hoping to get everybody back home before any snow. Mauston at Portage, Benton at Iowa Grand, Dodgeville at Belleville. River Valley's girls play at Pecatonica Argyle, and that's at Argyle High School tonight. East Dubuque is at Belmont. In boys basketball, Barneville plays at Abundant Life, Argyle at Potosi, Darlington is at River Valley, Platteville at Monona Grove, and Belmont travels to Ithaca. We'll be on hand at Ithaca High School tonight as Belmont and the Bulldog boys play a non-conference game. The Packers return to the NFL playoffs after a 17-9 win over the Bears. The win means Green Bay will meet the Dallas Cowboys in the first round of the postseason Sunday afternoon. Quarterback Jordan Love completed 27 of 32 passes for 316 yards and 2 scores with no interceptions. Love was 7 of 8 for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns on third down plays. Rookie Jaden Reed caught 4 passes for 112 yards and Ontavian Wicks scored twice. Aaron Jones rushed for 111 yards. The Packer defense recorded 5 sacks by 5 different players and managed to keep Bears quarterback Justin Fields from running wild on the day. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about his team.
Persevere throughout the course of the season, you know, to prove a lot of people wrong. But it's really ultimately about their ability to stay together and continue to fight. I've said it so many times, when you go through adversity and you just keep your head down, you keep working, you keep sticking together, you come through it, usually you're better for it.
Matt LaFleur, who says that his team really came through as the year went on.
I felt like we were in control most of the night. Certainly our defense did an outstanding job holding them to 9 points. Offensively, controlled the ball. It's just, we got to find a way to score more points. And what a great atmosphere, great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere.
And quarterback Jordan Love.
Means everything. You know, this is the opportunity that we work for all season long. And, you know, obviously coming into it, this was a huge game for us. Our last couple games have really been playoff games. We've had to win those. So, you know, just with our back against the wall, I'm just proud of this team. How we fought, stuck together, and put ourselves in position to make a playoff run.
Elsewhere yesterday, Cincinnati a winner against Cleveland, 31-14. Detroit over Minnesota, 30-20. The Jets, 17. New England, 3. New Orleans, 48. Atlanta, 17. Tampa Bay shut out Carolina, 9-0. Tennessee, 28. Jacksonville, 20. Dallas, 38-10 over Washington. Kansas City, 13. The Chargers, 12. Rams, 21. San Francisco, 20. Las Vegas, 17. Denver, 14. The Giants, 27-10 over Philadelphia. Seattle, 21, Arizona 20, and Buffalo a 21-14 win against Miami last night. The Bucks get back to action this evening. They'll host Utah after losing on Saturday night, a 112-108 loss to the Rockets. It was Milwaukee's third loss in the last 4 games. You can't blame perennial NBA All-Star Giannis Antetokounmpo, who scored 48 points and took down 17 rebounds. The rest of the Bucks lineup couldn't find the range and made things worse by failing to stop a mediocre Houston team. Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton combined for 28 points on subpar 8 of 25 shooting on Saturday night. The defensive-minded Wisconsin men's hockey team scored a big-time run, and they went on to win a 7-4 decision at Notre Dame Saturday. The Badgers' longest hockey string of victories in 34 years. 6 UW hockey players scored a goal as the team's Big Ten Conference record improved to 10-0, 18-4 overall. Number 1 Michigan and number 2 Washington play for the college football playoff national championship tonight. Just about the perfect way to close out the 2023 season. The matchup of unbeatens hits all the major themes of the past 5 months, from the conference realignment to the transfer portal, and Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh as the main character. Michael Penix Jr., the 6th-year quarterback who received his career by transferring to Washington and was able to revive it. The Huskies will try to deliver the Pac-12 its first championship since 2004 in their last football game before joining Michigan in the Big Ten. That's an update on sports on this Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Cornerstone Service in Richland Center is your source for quality auto and light truck repair. Get honest professional care every time from Cornerstone Service. Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. Century 21 Complete Service Realty. They're your friends in real estate. Kramer Water Store offers Culligan water conditioners and drinking water systems. You can experience the soft water difference with the help of Kramer Water Store.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
100.9 WRCO. I've had one of those days today. I'm in one of those moods, and it's just no good. Nothing I want to talk about. I just need for you.
Side.
Lori Morgan on WRCO Radio. Thank you for joining us today. We have our trivia question of the day coming up in a few minutes this morning. And more regular features. We'll see if anything else is hot and happening. Golden Globe Awards were handed out last night. And I have to say that it's a rare occasion that I've actually seen a couple of the movies that were awarded last night. That usually doesn't happen. No, it usually doesn't. It's usually, and I'm not dishing it, but it's usually some movie that maybe was only at select theaters, probably had a good storyline or whatever, but it's not got that wide appeal. Well, that was kind of the exception in 2023. Well, more details in a little bit. This is Shane Owens.
Some things without each other just wouldn't be the same. Like a dirt road needs two lovers looking for a backseat hideaway. Like a Sunday needs a sermon, a weekend needs a Friday night. They just go together, fit just right. You go good with a long stretch of southbound, shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You go good with a pretty little beach town, rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Shining like a spotlight, making it clear to see. Yeah, you go good with me. I'm a little more red clay, Georgia. You're a little more Hollywood. I'm a little more can't stop looking. You're a little more looking good. You're sweet as honeysuckle. I'm a rough as barbed wire fence, but you make no chance in hell, make perfect sense. You go good with a long stretch of southbound, shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You go good with a pretty little beach town, rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight, making it clear to see. Sweet kiss, you go good in these arms of mine, and I'm good as gone forever, every time. You go good with a long stretch of southbound, shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You look good with a pretty little beach town, rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight, making it clear to see.
Little bit gypsy. mom as broken heart as I can be. These small talk slow down one road in and out, walls are closing in on me. This town ain't big enough for breaking up. Until I hit the city limits, till I hit the state line, till I reach a coast or a ghost town a thousand miles out. Keep this needle hidden out till your memory can't find me anyhow. Keep the pedal down till I see some taillights that don't make me think of you. Till I'm pulled over on the shoulder by some flashing blue lights. Till this heart forgets to break, I don't care if it takes me off. New dress, leaning on the whiskey, but it just won't do it. And something by the driver's side tried my eyes, got me thinking maybe I should just keep moving. Until I hit the city limits, till I hit the state line, till I reach a coast or a ghost town a thousand miles out. Keep this needle hidden out till your memory can't find me anyhow. Keep the pedal down till I see some tail.
Cassie Ashton on WRCO Radio and Drive You Out of My Mind. It is 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. Oppenheimer dominated the Golden Globes with 5 wins, including Best Movie Drama and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Poor Things pulled an upset over Barbie to take Best Movie Comedy. Emma Stone, who won for Best Female Actor in a Movie Comedy for playing Bella in Poor Things, says the movie made her look at life differently because Bella is in love with life. Barbie was the first winner of a new award at the Golden Globes for cinematic and box office achievement. It was a minor upset, as many thought Taylor Swift the Eras Tour would win. Barbie director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie accepted the award by tag-teaming their acceptance speech. Gerwig thanked all the Barbies and Kens in front and behind the screen. Robbie says they dedicated the award to every single person on the planet who dressed up and went to the greatest place on Earth, the movie theaters. And over the weekend, sad news. David Soul was known for playing Hutch in the 1970s TV series Starsky and Hutch. He also was a big one-hit wonder with the song Don't Give Up on Us in 1976. His follow-ups like Going In With My Eyes Wide Open failed to crack the top 40. He released a total of 5 albums along the way. He was in Here Come the Brides in the early 70s and also was in a movie called Salem's Lot, which was a made-for-TV movie that scared a lot of people as well. David Soul died in London over the weekend. That's a look at entertainment news.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
27 degrees in Richland Center. We're heading toward 35 a little bit later on. The calm before the storm. Then a winter storm warning in effect starting around midnight for most of our listening area. Tomorrow it looks like 4 to 6 inches. Could be a nasty Tuesday. High of 34. It's been a while since we've had a snowy day, which I really haven't missed it, but certainly the first of this season. We've had some off and on snowfalls, but it looks like it's going to be very snowy and winter-like this week during the first week of January. Trivia is coming up.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know. Outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that, oh yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Jackson got you around my neck. You're making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that, oh yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Out here where the sun sets. Silverado back beach.
From WRCL. Ooh, busy morning around here. I better sit down here for a second. take a load off. All right, it is time for our trivia question of the day, which is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or you can use it yourself. Here is the question. We're going to the small screen today. In an episode, Will the Real Adolf Please Stand Up? Which of the Hogan's Heroes prisoners who plays Adolf Hitler to try and fool Klink and the rest of the German officers takes center stage? Classic episode of Hogan's Heroes, which of the hero prisoners plays Adolf Hitler in that particular episode? Is it A, Sergeant Carter, or is it B, Corporal Newkirk, or is it C, Corporal LeBeau, or is it D, Sergeant Baker? 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline today. Good luck.
Old Chevys gather rust, fade after years of sun. But not your touch, girl, you've always been the only one. I patched a pair of jeans, even fixed a couple dreams. But you're always new, never come apart at the seams. Yet after all this time, it's easy to see. You'll always be my brand new girl, falling for the first time. Every time I think of the man you made me, it's a brand new. Without you, I come undone. Your smoky blonde hair, that Carolina stare, that way you're looking, girl, that's cutting through the crowd in here. I watch your lips curve, you're singing every word, making purple rain sound like one we've never heard. Every time I think of the man you made me, it's a brand new world, right amount of crazy. View is so amazing from up here, baby. I revolve around you, my very own personal sun. Without you, I come undone.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
We have found our winner. Congratulations to Michael Bowe, the winner of trivia from Subway in Richland Center. In the episode, Will the Real Adolf Please Stand Up? Which of the heroes' prisoners plays Adolf Hitler to try and fool Klink and the rest of the German officers? Should have answered A, Sergeant Carter, played by Larry Hovis, very famously, and you should have answered A. Michael did and wins a great prize from Subway. pretty funny show from over the years. It's just kind of interesting that it ever made it on the air. And then it lasted for as long as it did. But a lot of folks appreciated it and had a lot of fun with it over the years and still do. Talk to people all the time that enjoy watching those on reruns or some of their home video things. But quite a cast on there as well. Larry Hovis played Sergeant Carter very, very well. And that's it for trivia. Sponsored by Subway in Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Yeah, this time I'm gonna know what it means. Right between the eyes,
this time. Sawyer Brown on WRCO Radio. Happy trails time around the bend, and our morning show time begins after the news from Associated Press, which is right around the bend here as well. And some snow right around the bend, too. Kind of been feeling like snow for a couple of days, actually. And have we even had the sunshine in 2024? I don't think so. I can't even remember. I know a couple of days I was here and like, oh, it's getting lighter, but I don't think it ever officially came out. So, boy, might be a few more days the way it sounds here before we actually experience some sunshine. Happy trails time. Straight ahead, this is Frank Ray.
You look good in that dress, you got dressed up in to kill. You look good sipping that wine behind that velvet robe. But damn, I love to see you on an old back road. High deck country look good on you, tearing up an old Tulane or two. Stars shooting across them baby blues. High deck country look good on you. Talking county line in the middle of nowhere, talking out of town, letting if I get to loving on you like I want to, high deck country look good on you. High deck country look good on you. Talking blanket in the bed underneath them pines. Once we get out there, girl, we gon' stay out there all night. Full moon shining on you, night sky so clear. Get you where I want you, cause it ain't in here. Look good on you, tearing up an old Tulane or two. Stars shooting across them baby blues. High deck country look good on you. Talking county line in the middle of nowhere, talking out of town, letting down your wild hair. If I get to loving on you like I want to, high deck country look good on you. Shorty, dancing on that dirt, wrap you in my arms, let you wake up in my shirt. I bet country look good on you, tearing up an old Tulane or two. Stars shooting across them baby blues. I bet country look good on you. I'm talking county line in the middle of nowhere, talking out of town, letting down your wild hair. If I get to loving on you like I want to,
and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone.